Georgia real estate headlines. Georgia commission rates. What real estate agents earn across the state. Calibri Real Estate School breaks down average real estate commission rates by city in Georgia. Understanding local commission structures helps Georgia agents benchmark their earnings and negotiate competitively in their markets. Review city-by-city commission data to inform your pricing strategy. www.calibrirealestate.com/career-hub/blog/how-much-commission-do-real-estate-agents-make-in-Georgia/. Georgia Real Estate Headlines. Gwinnett County Tax Assessors expand property ownership data access for GA Pros. The Gwinnett County Tax Assessor's Office provides property ownership data containing property details such as ownership and values for parcels. Real estate professionals in GA can leverage this database for accurate comps, ownership verification, and market analysis in one of the state's largest metro counties. Bookmark the Gwinnett County Property Ownership Database for your next transaction or research need. Georgia Real Estate Headlines. GA Commission Guide, How Rates Work, Who Pays, and How to Negotiate. Calibri Real Estate published a comprehensive guide covering average real estate commission rates in Georgia, how commissions are split, who pays them, and strategies for negotiating rates. Understanding commission structures and negotiation tactics directly impacts how GA real estate professionals maximize their earnings and serve clients competitively. Review the commission calculator and salary insights at the source to benchmark your rates against Georgia market trends. Georgia real estate updates. Fulton County Board of Assessors. New senior homestead exemptions auto applied for eligible reside. In 2025, voters approved new senior homestead exemptions for Fulton County schools and Atlanta Public Schools property taxes, which will be automatically applied to seniors who already have basic homestead exemptions on file and previously established eligibility. Real estate professionals in GA should inform senior clients and prospects in Fulton County that these new exemptions may reduce their property tax burden without requiring additional paperwork. Verify senior clients' exemption status at hastofultonassessor.org/. Georgia real estate updates. What Georgia agents should know about average commission rates. A guide breaks down the average Georgia real estate commission rate and what sellers typically pay a realtor to list and sell a home. Understanding prevailing commission benchmarks helps Georgia agents communicate their value and compete effectively in listing conversations. Review the commission breakdown to sharpen your pricing conversations with sellers. /homelightdom/blog/average-real-estate-commission-rate-. Georgia real estate updates. Georgia Realtor commission rates edge below national average in 2026 survey. A February 2026 survey of local real estate agents found the average commission rate in Georgia is 5.66%. Georgia agents can benchmark their own fee structures against this verified local baseline when discussing commissions with sellers and buyers. Review the full Georgia commission data at the source link to inform your pricing conversations. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of GA cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context. How redemption rights vary by state and why buyers should care. Some GA jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption rights states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption.